need to send a message to my family. Please! Is there anyone there?
They only come around at mealtimes, or when they're adding another prisoner.
Who said that?
Here, in the dark, next cell. But I won't be here for long.
I'm pleased to hear that. I'm Jacques.
Sebastian. Your cellmate is Colin.
My cellmate? Oh, I didn't even see you there.
He is a quiet one, doesn't really talk. Only whimpers.
I know your voice.
You do?
You paid off my servant's creditors when they were beating down his door.
Your servant is Edward?
Yes.
I remember that day. I was in the right place at the right time to help.
It looks like you're in the wrong place at the wrong time now. And don't count on any peasants coming to your rescue.
When I help, my goal is not to receive something in return.
Edward would come for you if he knew. Is there any way we can get word to him?
The prison is guarded too heavily, Colin. They could never rescue us.
Then I suppose you have a better plan?
You do seem strangely calm, Sebastian. Are you a man of faith?
I am a man of means.
What are you saying?
The rebels are desperate. And why? Because they have nothing. And with desperate people, you can always count on one thing.
What is that?
Those that have no money best know the value of it. This is nothing more than a revolution of greed. And the only thing that satisfies greed is power and money. And I possess plenty of both.
Greed is never satisfied.
You're going to bribe the guards?
Of course.
So your faith is in your money?
It always has been, and thus far, it has been the perfect companion.
Money is a dangerous friend to have at your side.
How so?
Be careful not to trust in uncertain riches, but in God.
What is that?
A quote from the scriptures. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy.
So you expect your God to bend the bars of this prison and lead you to freedom?
If that is the way he chooses to rescue me, then I believe he can. But even if my God chooses not to deliver me, I will still have faith that he is doing what is right for me, my family, and the world.
Even in this forsaken cell, you have no fear?
Yes, I still have fear. But I also believe that it is in places such as this where God does his greatest work.
Are you blind? Is it God's work where innocent people go to the guillotine?
It is not God's desire for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. That is what suffering does. It turns us from our self-sufficiency to God.
You will soon see who has the more powerful deliverer, your God or my money.
Yes, we will.
Come in.
Odd seeing you here.
Julius, I need to ask you a favour.
A favour? Have you decided to join the revolution?
No.
Then I shouldn't have opened my door to you.
I am not your enemy. I am your brother.
Do you disagree with our cause?
I disagree with your methods, and they are hurting someone I love.
Oh, yes, I heard the news. Monsieur Durlo, the Baron, is in prison.
I need your help to release him.
Why would I do that?
You know as well as I do that he is innocent.
He is a necessary casualty of war.
Why?
He is a symbol of the decay of France.
Sir Jacques is an honourable man, with a family. I might understand some measure of disdain for him if he was like many of the other aristocrats, full of greed and conceit. But he is the most generous man I know. France is not decaying because of Jacques Darlot. France is great because of him.
And where do you see this greatness? Perhaps it is great within the golden walls of your employer. That is your world. But I see a different world where I live.
By the time you are through, you will have destroyed both worlds.
So be it. We will start all over again.
That cause is not worth shedding innocent blood. Julius, if you justify in your heart that you can kill the rich today, who will you kill tomorrow? Don't you see where this leads?
Yes, it leads directly from their pockets to ours, where wealth is equally shared among us all.
Your cause is not just in the eyes of the Almighty.
Ugh.
Our countrymen need to share equally in opportunity, not in wealth. It's nothing more than greed.
If you think so, then I have nothing further to do with you.
You would put your cause above your own brother.
I would put my cause above my own life. You see all those soldiers out there? They think our cause is just, and they are willing to die for it, and so am I.
I'm sorry I came.
I thought you knew me well enough to know that your time here would be wasted.
It appears I overestimated your humanity.